I was Simon Harris speaking with our reporter Jackie Fox earlier. Let's talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. He's in our Oireachtas studio. There won't be a general election this year, Micheál.
Well, Leinster House has been crackling with speculation that there may well be a general election this year. It was doing that anyway. But if anything now, the sounds of those crackles have got even louder with that confirmation of Morning Ireland by the Minister for Finance that the budget moves forward by a week. I suppose there is the official reason. There is that ECOFIN meeting where Jack Chambers has to meet his European counterparts. And I suppose the outline or some of the proposals for budget would have to be unveiled there. So does it make sense to have the budget a week earlier? Well, perhaps it does. But I mean, there is also the fact that the previous finance minister didn't give any indication that the budget would be moved forward. In fact, he was working towards that October 8th date. That was the signal that was given some months back. So this is a significant change nonetheless, whatever the official explanation.
Unofficially, what date are politicians looking towards?
The 15th of November is the current speculation around Leinster House. Of course, these things are usually incorrect, but the sentiment certainly is there. There's also other realities. The fact that both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will have their candidates in place for a general election. That should be done by September. Now, you heard there from the Taoiseach, the insistence coming from the top of government, from himself and from others, is that it will go the distance. It will make it into February or March of next year. But I think many here seem to think that what has happened today in many ways really brings forward the date of that budget. And there are other eyebrows being raised, as you heard from Pearse Doherty earlier, the fact that all that data on September tax returns won't be in now before budget date.
We do know there is an election that we will have the result of on Monday for the next leader of the Green Party. What are you expecting?
Well, I think there are about 4,000 people are eligible to vote in that election. And I suppose it did begin with Roderick O'Gorman as the more senior figure, given that he is a full cabinet minister, and Pippa Hackett, the contender, the senator who also sits at cabinet, pitching really that the Greens needed to expand their reach to rural areas as well. As I understand it, Pippa Hackett's campaign has gone well, but it's hard to get a measure exactly on where things are at. But it will be all revealed early on Monday morning. And I suppose the question then is, when the new Green Party leader is unveiled, does it mean that there will be a reshuffle at cabinet? Another reshuffle, really, given the amount of changes that have taken place in relatively recent times.
If Pippa Hackett does become the leader, would there have to be one?
Well, I don't know if there has to be one. I mean, there was a strong indication from the media minister, Catherine Martin, last week that she would like to stay in place, particularly ahead of that decision on the future funding of public service media. And she says that is known by both candidates running in the race, that she wants to be there to get that one over the line. Eamon Ryan, too, displaying a willingness to stay in place if there was a new leader. So I think it's unclear, but certainly the people at cabinet for the Greens at the moment do seem happy enough to stay there.
Well, we'll know by mid-Monday morning, we'll know by tomorrow morning who the new Prime Minister in Downing Street will be. Let's be honest, we probably know already. What are the preparations like in Dublin for the next British Prime Minister?
Well, I think there was a clear signal of intention last night at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party when Taoiseach Simon Harris told his TDs and senators and MEPs that this does present an opportunity for a reset in relations with the country's closest neighbour, and that he would seek the earliest possible engagement to do that, to create a new relationship, he said, in the post-Brexit environment.
Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.